Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Hey, this is Elijah B., host of the upcoming Zeke at Night show. One of the things that Obama mentioned in the State of the Union address is that he was going to go to Congress and ask for permission to streamline some of the departments within the government. Now, if our Congress goes with this, then we know both sides are in bed with him because this is a very, very bad idea. I know it sounds like he's trying to throw a bone to the Republicans, but it's a rouge. He's not going to do that at all. In fact, he's going to do the contrary of that, and he's going to destroy America further. The one thing that he can do if he consolidates is that he makes things less transparent. That's part of the problem. Things that are already less transparent. Remember all his promises. Oh, you're going to be on C-SPAN. I'm going to give you 72 hours to check the legislation online before we vote on it. None of that happened. After 3 years, still, none of that's happened. So we can expect less transparency. Also, when you talk about consolidation, now I know somebody who's been through consolidation a few times. And one common thing that I saw is that the people they owed money to all of a sudden got less money. Then my family member who went through this, you know, all of a sudden, instead of having to pay out $150 a month to all these people, now they only had to pay out $100. Well, guess what they did with the extra $50 now that they're allowed to save? They went and got more debt. There's no doubt in my mind that it's never Obama's intent to reduce government. He's going to try to increase government. Thus, whatever departments he moves into the other, all of a sudden their funds just poof, disappear. There's no more record of them. And the last is that he gets more direct control over the oversight of our government. No longer will he have to go to Congress for certain things. Basically, by asking Congress to let him consolidate, they now have less oversight. Be looking for that. I bet the most departments he tries to consolidate are the ones that requires congressional oversight the most. But let's be honest. He's already proven that if that doesn't work, he is willing to go and bypass Congress through recess appointments or some type of executive order to get what he wants. This is a dangerous, bad dude. We need to get him out of office and pray that we don't get somebody in there covertly who is worse than he is. From Dallas, I will check you later.